Increasing cloudiness, windy and warm this afternoon with a chance of showers, windy and mild with showers and thunderstorms likely tonight. High 84, low 66 tomorrow near 78. Currently partly cloudy and 75. For the Lynn Broadcasting Corporation, this is Mitch Michaels, KAAY News.
It's 12 noon. This is 50,000 Watt Clear Channel, KAAY, Little Rock, Arkansas. Time now for the Farm Markets and Farm News with KAAY's Farm Service Director, Marvin Vines. And now here's Marvin.
Thank you and good afternoon. We're glad to have with us this afternoon on the farm program. Well, the annual father and the parent and son banquet down at the Future Farmers of America at Lone Oak last night was a real good success. Had a large crowd out, all the catfish you could eat down there. That's that good Lone Oak County catfish that they have. And Mark Phillips is the president of the Future Farmers of America down at Lone Oak, and Mike Pack is the vice president. Walter Marshall is a photographer down there, and also Gary Elmore was very active in the program. He was one, gave out a lot of awards down there. And their chapter Farmers Award was given out by Joel Keithley, who is their vocational agriculture teacher down there. So they've got a lot of activity going on, real good school system down in Lone Oak, and we're proud of their school system that they had down there. Sorry that the superintendent couldn't stay with us last night, Mr. Morris Sagely, but they had a school board meeting and urgent business they had to take care of, and we certainly understood on that. Well, the Poultry Princess contest up at Batesville, the district area contest up there now, the ones of it will be on Saturday, May the 22nd. That'll be the second of the district poultry festivals that'll be held, and the other one will be on May the 29th down at Nashville. And for that, they'll have their poultry princesses. It'll be coming in to the Hot Springs on June 10th, 11th, and 12th to participate in the Arkansas Poultry Princess Contest. It'll be held over there. So if you young ladies would like to get in on that, well, they've got still got plenty of time to do so. Well, strawberry harvest now is in full swing up at Ball Knob. The ones of you that's going to enjoy some of these good Arkansas strawberries, I would want to get up there and get some of them. By the way, they'll have them for you over now at the Farmer Market and Produce Terminal over just north of Protho Junction. Protho Junction's out on the Memphis Highway, and you turn off on Protho Junction, go north on the old Jacksonville Highway between a quarter and a half a mile up to the Market Plaza up there. It'd be a place. Some of those retail markets up there will have a good supply of those Arkansas-produced strawberries available for you if you'd like to go up and get some of them for freezing or for table to use, fresh strawberries or making preserves or whatever you want. Well, the Agriculture Department economist reported in Washington that the government food program are becoming an increasing significant factor in total national demand. They say that they've got some 14 million members on the food stamp program at the present time. From the Space Agency in Washington, a report that the agency has completed phase one of its corn blight photographic program, and it has now begun phase two in order to help out on this thing of corn blight and corn blight control, or observations of some of the programs along that line. Well, let's talk about McCurry Farm Supply Store for just Lone Oak, down at Lone Oak. McCurry Farm Supply Store is where you pay cash and buy for less and get quality products. Listen to this message from McCurry Farm Supply Store.
Last year, weeds and grasses cost Arkansas soybean growers over $25 million. Tough luck? Well, it doesn't have to be. Many growers who broadcast Treflan as they prepared their seed beds had little or no weeds or grasses, because Treflan controls 27 weeds and grasses all summer long, in all weather, for as little as $3.50 to $7 an acre. This year, count on Treflan, not luck, for a happy harvest.
And you get that Treflan from McCurry Farm Supply Store, and you get it at a bargain price, because every day is bargain day down at McCurry. And whenever you go in there now, they've got a lot of bargains or specials for you. That tractor umbrella, for an example, $27.95. Then they've got a complete agriculture spray equipment, stock of agriculture spray equipment. They've got that six-roller pump for $27.95, a eight-roller pump for $34.95. Now, you compare these prices, see what we're talking about. All you need to do is drop in and visit with them down at McCurry Farm Supply Store, where you pay cash and buy for less. Ask Richard and Jim to show you around in the hardware there, those plow points, the disc, the sweep, and the disc blades, and all of that that they have available to you, that high-lift jack, and many other things that you want to take home with you. That's McCurry Farm Supply Store at Lone Oak. Let's see what went on this morning in the markets. Here's the latest on the markets.
Marvin, prices of hogs as well as slaughter steers and heifers generally are trending higher at Midwest livestock terminals. Hogs at most points are selling steady to 25 cents higher, instances 50 cents higher. However, at Indianapolis, prices are unevenly steady to mostly 25 cents lower, and in extremes are around 50 cents down. U.S. number 1 through 3 grade barrels and gilts mainly are $17.50 to $19.25, with the bulk in the western corn belt at $18.50 and less. 1 through 2 grade barrels and gilts are from $18 to $20.25, but through mid-morning, none has brought more than $18.75 at western corn belt terminals. Slaughter steers and heifers are steady to 25 higher. Around the market circuit, scattered loads and lots of high choice and prime steers, grades 3 and 4, have sold at 33.25 to 33.75. Good and choice steers are 27.50 to 33.25, with sales of good and choice heifers at 27 to 32.75, mixed choice and prime up to $33. Slaughter lamb markets are not well established, but some choice and prime 85 to 105 pound Springer lambs have sold at $31 to $32. Here at Little Rock, cattle are steady. Standard to choice fed steers at $28.50 to $33.50. Standard to choice fed yearlings at $33.50 to, or rather, $32.50 to $33. Fat cows are $21.50 to $23.50, bulls $24 through $28.50, standard to choice stock steers at $25 to $48, standard to choice stock heifers at $25 to $35, and standard to choice stock cows at $23 to $28.50. Calves are steady, a $44 fancy top, good 38 to 42, standard reports $29 to $32, heavy killing at $29 to $33, canner yearlings at $22 to $25, with good to choice stock at $37 through $51, standard and medium stock at $37 to $41. Hogs are steady, sows steady, a $19.25 top price, with good to choice stock hogs, 18 through 20, fat sows are $15.25, boars $10 through $11.50, and stags are $11 and $12. New York egg market offerings were adequate today. The demand was only slow to fare. For grade A large, 30.5 to 32.5 cents per dozen. Grade A medium at 25 to 27 cents per dozen wholesale price. After the first hour on the Chicago Board of Trade, corn was 1 to 2.25 cents a bushel lower. May $1.48.5. Soybeans were 0.5 to 1.75 cents lower than the May price at $2.98 3/8. Wheat was 1/4 to 7/8 lower in May at $1.59 7/8. Oats were 1/4 lower to 3/8 higher. May price 69.5 cents. That's a look at the market report. Once again, here's Marvin Vines.
Thank you for that market report. And that market, before we leave you now, we want to talk about Razorback Lime. Now, that's brown lime from J.H. Rhodes & Sons over here at Benton. Or Razorback Lime, or brown mud, whatever you want to call it. But at any rate, you're getting more than just lime, because there's 20 different plant foods in this brown lime. And then it's got dicalcium silicate in it. Now, that dicalcium silicate will become available immediately to the plant, so you won't have to wait that 4 to 6 months for the lime to become available that you put out. So if you've got some soybeans to plant and you'd like to need some lime on it in order to get better yields, be sure to get brown lime from J.H. Rhodes. Now, get a pencil. We're going to tell you the way to order it. They've got a telephone number we want to call your attention to. And you can become a dealer, or you can pick up your lime over there if you'd like to in your own truck, or they'll deliver it and spread it for you. That's J.H. Rhodes & Sons. That's R-H-O-A-D-E-S. J.H. Rhodes & Sons over at Benton. Telephone number 778-6943. Why don't you call them and get that brown lime and put it to work for you? Our lead lesson to farm markets news and events on tomorrow now, brought to you by the Ralston Purina Company, a Purina dealer, where you see that checkerboard sign and get those fine Purina chows. This is KAY, 1090, 50,000 watt, Clear Channel, Little Rock, Arkansas. Well, let's talk about where you can get those strawberries now from up at Ball Knob, and we're talking about the Arkansas Farmer Market and Produce Terminal, which is just north of Protho Junction. Protho Junction's out on the Memphis Freeway now, east of North Little Rock. You come off on Protho Junction, you go north on the old Jacksonville Highway between 1/4 and 1/2 mile, turn in on the Market Plaza there, and there's a lot of places you can get everything you want over there. Good yard plants now, they've got that over there, along with the all types of fresh produce, and a place over there for farmers to back in and sell their produce direct to you. No doubt there'll be some strawberry producers over there with some of those strawberries, and then the retailers have got those strawberries there. So that's the Arkansas Farmer Market and Produce Terminal now. Why don't you go on over and get those strawberries that you're going to want, for fresh strawberries on the table, preserves, and for freezing, all those things you want with. That's the Arkansas Farmer Market and Produce Terminal. Consumers will find it to be a very healthy situation over there. Why don't you go on over and see them today?
Two things I can always count on. Mary's good coffee and weeds getting in my beans. Used Treflan last year and it really held down the crabgrass and pigweed. Even with seedling Johnson grass. And Treflan's price is right, too. About $5 an acre broadcast on my medium soils. Can't beat that for long-lasting weed control. Believe I'll go with Treflan again this year. It's something to count on.
12:10, time now for the agricultural weather with Marvin Vines.
Thank you, and the weather's brought to you today by Arkansas Harvest Store Supply Incorporated up at Ball Knob, where you get a harvest store, modernize and mechanize your farm. Now, Arkansas Harvest Store has started a new service. We're going to tell you more about it in our farming today, in our progressive agriculture program, but let me mention it to you. Now, a lot of you out there has got wheats and oats and some barley. You've got other grain that you're going to want to dispose of, and you're going to want to plant soybeans in behind it. Well, if you'd like to gain a few days now, Arkansas Harvest Store Supply Incorporated has started a new service for you and for their customers that have harvest stores, the people that's looking for some high moisture grain. And they'd like for you to call them. That's the Arkansas Harvest Store Supply Incorporated. I'll give you the telephone number. Now get your pencil. I'll give you the telephone number to who to call. And if you've got some high moisture grain, the way of barley, oats, or wheat, or something that you'd that would go, you'd like to move it out early to get that soybean plant, you call Arkansas Harvest Store Supply Incorporated up at Ball Knob. That telephone number is 724-3283. So you call them now, and they will be glad to put you in touch with a farmer that's got a harvest store looking for high moisture grain. That telephone number again now, 724-3283. Call them today if you've got some high moisture grain to sell and you'd like to find a farmer to sell it to.
Time now for the agricultural weather, and Marvin, it looks like a cold front's headed for the state, and maybe likely to spread showers and thunderstorms eastward over the area. At present, that front stretches from the Big Bend area of Texas, across central Oklahoma to northwest Missouri, and into the western Great Lakes area. A series of weak low-pressure systems are moving rapidly northeastward along the front. The most significant low should be over northeast Oklahoma late this afternoon, and move into central Missouri by early Wednesday morning and then over the Great Lakes by Wednesday night. Meanwhile, the front will move into Arkansas this evening and then across the state on Wednesday and should be located east of the Mississippi River by Wednesday night. Showers and thunderstorms are occurring along the front this afternoon, and they should enter the west part of the state late today and spread across Arkansas tonight and Wednesday. As cooler and drier air pushes into the state behind the cold front, the showers should come to an end over Arkansas during the day. However, a few will linger in the east until the Wednesday night. Some of the showers will be heavy, and rainfall amounts will generally range from a half inch to 1 inch. A few spots may receive a little more rain, and the possibility of severe weather will exist over the northwest part of the state this evening, as well as in a large area extending from northeast Texas across eastern Oklahoma into central and southern Missouri. Readings this afternoon will be in the 80s over the state and will not be as warm as would normally be expected due to a considerable cloud cover. Readings tonight will drop back into the 60s, but the northwest corner may feel the effects of some cooling, with readings in the mid and upper 50s. On Wednesday, temperatures will be some 5 to 10 degrees cooler as the high pressure begins to build over the area. The extended outlook doesn't indicate any rain Thursday through Saturday, but temperatures may be a little cooler than normal for this time of the year. Little Rock and vicinity weather increasing cloudiness, windy and warm this afternoon with a chance of thundershowers. Windy and mild with showers and thunderstorms likely tonight. Decreasing cloudiness and somewhat cooler with showers ending by Wednesday. Our forecast high near 84, low tonight 66, tomorrow near 78 degrees. Winds this afternoon are expected southerly at 15 to 25 miles per hour and occasionally gusty, shifting to the west at 15 to 20 miles per hour late tonight.
a 30% chance of measurable rainfall this afternoon, increasing to 70% tonight. At 12 noon, the winds are southwest at 12, barometer falling 29.88, dew point 63, partly cloudy and 77 degrees.
Thank you, and that's the weather brought to you by Arkansas Harvest Store Supply Incorporated. The people up at Ball Knob will help you modernize, mechanize your farm. Be listening to weather on tomorrow now, brought to you by the Southern Farmers and your local cooperative farm supply store, where you see that SFA red, white, and blue emblem. We'll be back in a moment with farming today.
There's one dependable cotton herbicide this year that handles even better than before. That's new improved Planovin 4 WDL from Shell. It mixes easier and allows you to keep ground application rigs or spray planes moving. And Planovin delivers the same great grass and broadleaf control it always has. Planovin gives top-notch control of tough grasses like watergrass, seedling Johnson grass, crabgrass, and foxtail. And Planovin helps you avoid dockage for grassy and stained cotton. How about broadleaves? Well, Planovin gets many of those too. Problem broadleaves like lamb's quarters, pigweed, and purslane. Thompson Hayward Chemical Company at 3100 West 65th in Little Rock knows Planovin inside and out. He'll show you how Planovin can be the cornerstone of a total weed control program for your cotton. Talk to your dealer soon about new improved Planovin in the new green jug, the herbicide that handles easier and gives you the same great control of annual grasses and broadleaves.
16 minutes past noon, time now for Farming Today with Marvin Vines.
Thank you, and Farming Today is brought to you by the 14 Production Credit Association of Arkansas, serving you with a total and adequate credit program, kind of credit that you must have if you're going to get and maintain a high efficiency in production. So why don't you get in touch with them, drop in and visit with them. Maybe you need to buy some high moisture grain or got some to sell. Production Credit can give you some good advice there on that, too. Well, the governor of the Farm Credit Administration says that the total farm credit needs may double over the next decade, and he says that the cooperative farm credit system needs new flexibility to meet the growing need for more financing in agriculture. Well, the appeal was from for help was from, came yesterday from Eddie A. Jenkins, the head of the Federal Credit Administration, which oversees the affairs of the farmer on the Cooperative Farm Credit System. Jenkins testified yesterday before the Senate Agriculture Committee, which opened the hearings on a bill designed to broaden the lending powers of the three major units under the Farm Credit System. That's the Federal Land Bank, the Bank for Cooperatives, and the Production Credit Association. Jenkins told the subcommittee that the total farm debts at the beginning of this year were estimated at just over $60 billion. By 1980, Jenkins says that many experts estimate that the total need of farm credit will climb to somewhere between $100 billion and $140 billion. Well, the farm credit official says that one example of the need for the new credit bill is the situation facing the Land Bank Association. At present, these associations are forbidden by law to make farm mortgage loans covering more than 65% of the value of the agriculture land. In effect, this means that the loan can cover about 53% of the purchase price of the farm. Jenkins says that this ceiling clearly is too much of a hurdle for young men who want to begin in agriculture and to get started in farming. And the proposed new credit bill would, among other new steps, eliminates the 65% mortgage ceiling. It also gives Production Credit Association the authority to loan money to some of the organizations that's rendering service organizations that's serving agriculture and the bank of cooperatives to expand their program in a lot of ways as well. So this is a bill that a lot of you need to get behind and help out on. So why don't you write your congressmen and your senators, let them know that this is a bill that needs to be passed. Well, that's our program. Let's talk about farm credit now from the standpoint of production credit. Now, you know, Production Credit is not a government agency, though it works with the government. It's an institution that's owned, operated, and managed by farmers and providing adequate credit to farmers. So we'd like to invite you then to be sure to drop in with them where you see that PCA sign, talk to those presidents or vice presidents about your program of credit, about your need to flow of money and all the things that you have along that line. So drop in and visit with them and talk to them. Take in a complete farm plan so that they'll know what your problems are, know how to discuss it with you, and know how to help you out in helping you have an adequate credit program, because credit is a major tool of production. Drop in and visit with your production credit today. They're friendly people, people that you'll enjoy visiting with. 14 Production Credit Association of Arkansas brought you Farming Today. This is KAAY, 1090, 50,000 watt Clear Channel, Little Rock, Arkansas. Well, let's talk about McCullum Ford. Now, how would you like to own a full-size 1971 Ford four-door sedan for $3,225? Now, think about it. This is a 1971. They've got a special on this car now. 1971 full-size Ford four-door sedan, medium green, with a select shift to cruise-o-matic. They've got the belted white sidewall tires, selected air conditioner, AM radio, tinted glass, and a complete wheel covers. Now, that is a week special that they have on that Ford for $3,225. Make comparison and see for yourself. Where they're located, up at BB, Arkansas, at the junction of 67 and 64 highways, at the end of the freeway at BB. You go on up and see them. That's McCullum Ford. You better come out, or you come out better.
A lot of cotton and soybean growers have questions about Shell's new liquid plantivin herbicide. So they're asking the Shell agrochemical reporter.
What is it that's new about plantivin?
In short, the way it handles. New improved liquid plantivin now pours and mixes easier. Keeps you moving in the air or on the ground. You can tell plantivin by its new green jug.
Well, I got top-notch control last year. I hope you haven't changed that.
No, we haven't. Plantivin still gives the same top-notch control of tough annual grasses like crabgrass, goosegrass, barnyard grass, and seedling Johnson grass. Plantivin can help you avoid grassy and stained cotton that can lower quality and cost you up to $30 dockage a bale. Plantivin kills a wide variety of annual broadleaves, too, like pigweed and purslane. And if you don't get a stand of cotton, you can come back with soybeans without losing a cent on your herbicide, because Plantivin will still be on the job.
This agrochemical report was brought to you by Shell. Shell, makers of new, improved liquid Plantivin herbicide in the green jug.
And now, Progressive Agriculture with Marvin Vines.
Thank you, and Progressive Agriculture brought to you today by Moss Seed Company. Moss Seed Company dedicated now to bringing you the very best and good quality seeds, seeds of all kinds, whether it be grain sorghum, whether it be hybrid sedan, whether it be soybeans or whatever it is. You contact your local seed dealer for those seeds that you need and tell him to get them from Moss Seed Company, and you can plant with confidence when you do. Well, I mentioned the fact a while ago that the Arkansas Harvest Oil Supply Incorporated has started a new program, our service program now, for the ones of you that might have some of those high moisture grain out there, some of that grain that you've produced off of that Moss Seed Company seeds that you planted, or any other seeds that you might have planted. Say you have a field of barley or wheat or oats and you want to get it out, and they've got a new one now. Triticale, if you've got some of that, they would like to have that as high moisture grain too. And you want to get this grain off of the land now so that you could go to soybeans early. And you've got enough of moisture out there now where if you could harvest that grain a little earlier, well, you could go right ahead and put in your soybeans, get a good stand, and get them off to a good start. Well, there's a lot of farmers now, dairy farmers and livestock farmers, that's got harvestors that's looking for some crops to go in them, high moisture grain. Now, here are some of them that they have. I can give you the name of some of them if you'd like to contact them per direct. It's Elmo Henry up at Guy, Arkansas. H.E. Edwards and Reed Luck from over at Carlisle, Arkansas. P.H. Bryant from Lone Oak. Mickey Gunn at BB and Mickey Williams at Center Ridge. Well, there's a whole list of them now that Arkansas Harvest Oil Supply Incorporated has that are looking for high moisture grain. If you'd like to call Arkansas Harvest Oil and talk to them about it. Now, you can get your price for the dry grain weight on your grain right now, and farmers will take it as high moisture grain on a dry grain basis and put it in their harvest oils, and then you'll have that crop off of the field early and ready to go back to that other crop of soybeans or grain sorghum, whatever you want to use it for. Well, here's your telephone number that you call the Arkansas Harvest Oil Supply Incorporated up at Ball Knob, 724-3283. Now, I'm going to give you that number again in a moment, get you a pencil. If you've got some high moisture grain to sell and would like to get in touch with one of these men of their customers of harvestors that would have a place to store it and take that grain off early. That telephone number again now is 724-3283, Ball Knob, Arkansas. I'll tell you the people you want to get in touch with now to get you that grain graze and all of those fine seeds that you want for that. The grain graze will give you good yield now for pasture. You can graze it. You can use it for haylage. You can use it for silage. You use it for hay or anything way you want to. That grain graze from Moss Seed Company will do you a real good job. Now, they've got a good supply of some of the varieties of soybeans still yet available to you, and a good supply of some of the grain sorghum still available to you, believe it or not. So there's going to be a rush on those now whenever they get down to final planting of these crops. So what you need to do is drop in and visit with your Moss Seed Company dealer in your hometown and talk to him about all these seeds. Tell him to order the seed from Moss Seed Company. Mr. T. Moss and his son John over there, along with Bob Crick, all of them go all out to bring you the very best that can be had in good quality seed. So get in touch with them right away. Moss Seed Company brought you Progressive Agriculture today. You'll be listening to Progressive Agriculture tomorrow now. Brought to you by Monsanto, leading makers in agriculture chemicals. Stay tuned to KAAY. Be back with you 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Until then, so long.
What's America's best chewing tobacco? Red Man. Best because Red Man is made from choice cigar tobaccos, sun mellowed to perfect ripeness, cut and cured in a special Red Man way that welds in the flavor. Red Man flavor. Juicy, mouth-watering. And Red Man comes in a special foil pouch that keeps it always country fresh. Ask for America's best chew, Red Man.
1226 at KAAY.
Here's the Shell Agrochemical Reporter answering cotton growers' questions about Bidrin insect control and cost.
I've got a lot of production costs tied up before insects hit. Will it pay me to use an early insect spray?
If you have an insect problem, you can't afford not to use an insecticide like Bidrin. Your investments in seed, fertilizers, herbicides, and time should be protected against thrips with the two-way control of Bidrin. And you'll be glad to know that Bidrin costs less than other foliar systemics. Plus, with Bidrin, you don't spend a penny until you know you have an insect problem.
Just how much will Bidrin cost me?
Bidrin costs less than other foliar systemics to give effective insect control. For example, for early season insect control, 1 quart of Bidrin will cover 10 to 20 acres depending on your insect problem and dosage requirements. At grower prices of $9 to $10 a quart, this cost is hard to match.
This agrochemical report was brought to you by Shell. Shell, makers of Bidrin, the cotton insecticide you don't have to use until you know you've got a problem.
K-A-A-Y, Little Rock.
And feel old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. What I I don't belong. Walking around, some kind of lonely clown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Funny, but it seems I always wind up here with you. Nice to know somebody loves me. But it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel has come and gone before. No need to talk it out. We know what it's all about.
ladies and gentlemen,
from Little Rock,
Wayne Moss.
K-A-A-Y.
So sweet and innocent, 1233 in the city from the Big K. Hello there. Engelbert Humperdinck, solid sound. Am I that easy? Really? To forget. All right. 77 degrees and partly cloudy on a Tuesday, May 18 of 71, the Big K.
They say you found somebody new. But that won't stop my loving you. I just can't let you walk away. Forget the love I had for you. Guess I could find somebody new.
Love much more than mine. forget.
Am I that easy to forget? It's 12:36 from the Big K. Hello there. Wayne Moss program this afternoon. The skies are cloudy over most of the state this hour, with the exception of central section of Arkansas, where we have partly cloudy skies, and it's heading north. South-southwest, fishermen, 15 miles an hour the wind, partly cloudy and 77 degrees here in the Big K country.
You know, there's one group of automobile dealers who figured it's time to put an end to rising prices. You know who they are, the Dodge Boys. But you may not know how they can do it. Very simply, the Dodge Boys figure it your way. They put themselves in your shoes. Now, first of all, if you have a big Ford or Chevy right now and you've looked over the 71s, I don't have to tell you the price is up. Way up. Sure, you got a bigger car, probably bigger than you want to drive or park. The Dodge Boys figure it your way with a new 1971 Dodge Coronet, the only line of cars in America sized and priced where Ford and Chevy used to be. By checking the actual sticker price, a new four-door Dodge sedan, a real full-sized car, is priced at only $27.77. So, you see the guys who figure it your way who want to give you more for what you pay. Believe me, Dodge Boys.
See the Dodge Boys about a new Dodge Coronet at Little Rock Dodge, 5809 South University in Little Rock.
Hi, this is Johnny King on KAAY, 8 to 11 p.m. every night. I thought you might like to enter my new contest, which is Draw a Picture of the Dog Named Boo, which is mentioned in the song Me and You and a Dog Named Boo by Lobo.
Me and you and a dog named Boo, traveling and living.
Now, here's what I want you to do. Draw a picture of what you think the dog named Boo in the record looks like and send it to me at KAAY, Post Office Box 1790, Little Rock, Arkansas. Be sure to put your name, your address, and your age on the entry. Winners will receive a $100 savings bond, and the grand prize winner will receive a real live dog named Boo. So, use your imagination and draw a picture of old Boo today. Please, no professional artists. Enter today, and good luck from your king.
Howdy, you're my man. Lynn Anderson at 12:38 in the city on the Big K and at 77. Good afternoon. Partly cloudy skies. Gonna get all over the state today.
For once in my life, I know the meaning of happiness and what it means to have a dream come true. 'Cause every day I wake up singing, living on the sunshine, love is bringing, and it's wonderful knowing that I owe it all to you. At last I got a reason to be living. I'm at the end of the rainbow and the goal is in my hands. Your love is so sweet. Understand you, but God knows I love you, you're my man. I feel so safe when I'm in your arms, 'cause you're all man. You're heaven on earth and so dependable. Together we're a team that's just unbendable. I want the whole wide world to know you're. Last I got a reason to be living. I'm at the end of the rainbow and the goal is in my hands. Your love is so sweet, I can't refuse it. Heaven help me if I ever lose it. 'Cause my whole world's just knowing you're my man.
My man. 1241 of the Big K, the Boss Program. Here is a lost cat. This is a lost male cat. Was wearing blue rhinestone collar. The name of the kitty cat is, looks like Tal 2. He's a Siamese, dark brown, and was lost in the vicinity of 516 West 12th, North Little Rock. Franklin 44780 is the number. Franklin 44780. Give the people a call if you've seen their kitty cat. I'm sure they'll be interested in getting him back.
K-A-A-Y, weather.
Weather, increasing cloudiness. Warm this afternoon. There is a chance of a little bit of thunder shower along the way. Windy and mild showers, thunder showers likely tonight. Decreasing cloudiness and cooler showers ending on Wednesday. Today's high, about 82 to 86. Tonight, the low is 62 to 66. Look for the high tomorrow, 74 to 80. Southwest winds at 15, partly cloudy in the city, 77 Big K degrees.
Remember the good old days when Coca-Cola cost only a nickel? If you turned on your radio then, you might have heard things like this.
As Tommy Dorsey signs his musical signature in the Coca-Cola guest register,
the president hasn't any immediate plans for further travel.
In our armed forces, with the unbounding determination...
This, for the first time on the air, I'll never smile again.
Fibber McGee and Molly. See you then for the Coca-Cola Company. Good night.
Things have changed. But the good taste of Coke hasn't changed, and here is something that will really surprise you. The good old 6.5-ounce bottle of Coke cost a nickel then, right? Well, when you buy Coke today in Arkansas in a carton of 16-ounce returnable bottles, the cost is still the same, less than a penny an ounce. So enjoy the real thing, delicious Coca-Cola in the 16-ounce bottles, with the taste of today at the cost of yesterday. Whether you remember those so-called good old days or not, remember this.
1243 from the Moss Program, where you can send your mama-in-law away for the weekend to New Orleans, if you enter. And speaking of if, this is Brad, if.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I?
On the Moss Program. It's called If. It's 12:45. Good afternoon time.
Congress rumbles but starts action to halt the rail strike. Complete details at 55. I'm Miss Michaels, KAAY News.
Wayne Moss.
Still wet from last night's tears.
I think of giving up. A voice inside my coffee cup kept crying out, ringing in my ears. Don't cry, Daddy. Daddy, please don't cry. Daddy, you still got me and little Tommy. Together we'll find a brand new mommy. Daddy, Daddy, please laugh again. Daddy, ride us on your bike again. Oh, Daddy, please don't cry. Children always first to feel the pain and hurt the worst is true, but somehow it just don't seem right. Cause every time I cry, I know it hurts my little children's soul. I wonder, will it be the same tonight? Back again, oh Daddy, please don't cry. Oh Daddy, please don't cry.
Daddy, Daddy, please don't cry. It's 12:48 from the Big K. Congratulations, Bonnie Bean. Little Rock picked up $10.90 in cash the other day and followed Bonnie on the Big K. Bonnie, get yourself a For the People bumper sticker, would you? It could have been 100 Big K dollars.
The salesman, the service people, and your local Ford dealer. That's the Ford team. And you know the salesmen on your Ford team today are known as economy specialists. That's right, because they're the guys in town who can give you a real choice in economy cars. Maverick, for instance, the most successful new car your Ford team ever introduced, now comes in three models. The original two-door simple machine, a new four-door model, and a jazzy Maverick grabber that really grabs you. Or maybe your idea of a small car is Pinto, the lowest-priced new Ford in 10 years. Now, the economy specialists on your Ford team not only sell cars that cost little to buy, but they've got the miles per gallon and service requirements that make them really easy to own. A real choice in economy. Your Ford team has it, and the financing that can put you in the car you want. Come on, meet the team at your local Ford dealer.
KAAY News. We know how to tell what we know. Listen.
Wuthering Heights is a love story. But to say that it is just a love story is to say much less than what Wuthering Heights really is. For Emily Bronte's unforgettable classic is more than a story about two young people in love. Wuthering Heights is a story of power, passion, and terror. Of love conceived and consummated amidst the rawest elements of nature, against the cold, barren, starkly beautiful English moors. It is a story of young love, yes, but of young love that turns to hatred, to revenge, and ultimately to death. And now, Wuthering Heights is a movie. A bold but sensitive new screen rendering of Miss Bronte's love classic. Anna Calder Marshall and Timothy Dalton are the lovers. The musical scores by Academy Award-winning Michel Legrand. Wuthering Heights, the young love classic. From American International Pictures, rated G.
See Wuthering Heights starting Wednesday at the UA Cinema 150. 12:50 is the time from the Big K. Beautiful music from Young Life and the Street Band. His brand new record, and the Young Lifers hope you'll buy one. The interdenominational Christian youth organization of Little Rock and North Little Rock young folks are raising money to go toward their summer camp program. They'd like you to buy a record by the Street Band and help them. Call the Young Life office, 664-0251. Call today for your copy. 664-0251.
I've still got those country feelings, and their roots are in my soul. When I'm so tired I can't take it of this life that I've been sold, I turn off the world around me and go drifting back in line, as those same old country feelings just come flowing across my mind.
Come together, River City.
I remember to this day the bright red Georgia clay, how it stuck to the tire after the summer rain. Will power made that old car go, a woman's mind told me that so. Oh, how I wish we were back on the road.
Everywhere there were songs and celebrations.
Michaels, KAAY News.
Governor Dale Bumpers predicted at Conway this morning that at least one or two black legislators will be elected as a result of the new state Senate redistricting plan adopted yesterday. The governor didn't elaborate, but did say the plan adopted by the State Board of Apportionment, of which he is chairman, pleased him. Bumpers was speaking to the student body at Hendricks College in Conway. Lawmakers in Washington are busy trying to win the nationwide rail strike. Now in its second day, the Senate Labor Committee has approved legislation to get the trains rolling again. The resolution would order striking signalmen back to work until at least October 1st. The bill would also give the signalmen an interim pay increase of 17.5%. Senator Harrison Williams, chairman of the Senate Labor Committee, describes that rail settlement plan.
The Senate Labor and Public Welfare Committee just voted out the measure that would continue the no-strike provisions of the Railway Labor Act until October 1st. We also included a provision that would increase wages a matter of 17.5%. And we follow the emergency board up until this was Senator Javits' amendment.
April 1, 71.
But the proposal recommended by the committee this morning doesn't stop at holding the strike. Senator Williams says
two other provisions were included. One urging the parties to negotiate better living conditions for the men who are whose work takes them away from their homes, and also calling for the various secretaries of the Labor, Transportation, Defense to give us a report on the effect of this present stoppage.
The Welfare Social Security bill that carries a 5% increase in Social Security benefits has been given enthusiastic support by President Nixon. The president called the bill, approved by the House Ways and Means Committee yesterday, the most significant piece of social legislation to be considered by the Congress in decades.
Know what goes great in the great outdoors? Sizzling hamburgers or juicy hot dogs served on good colonial buns, the ones that get a full 8 hours of our time. Because at Colonial, we know that's how long it takes to give you a great tasting bun. And we wouldn't make any other kind. Colonial, the 8-hour bun.